Why are there clouds in the sky? This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with instant illumination. That's a good one. Why are there clouds in the sky? Now, you all know why there are clouds in the sky. There are clouds in the sky because I put them there.
Yes.
I think that the world is a very lovely place. And I take my paintbrushes and I paint everything. When I get going with a paintbrush, I never stop. I'm just going, and having a wonderful time painting. Now, being God, I take care of the sky as well as the ground. I paint beautiful flowers and trees and birds and bees and people to go around and admire it all. But then, I paint the sky, and I think, what shall I do with the sky? The sky is just a bunch of dirt particles in the air. And whenever there's moisture going up, evaporation, they form into clouds. And sometimes there's clouds that form at a very high altitude. And they're very beautiful. But every cloud that I have in the sky has a name, has a type, and does a very wonderful thing. But my most fun clouds, and you know, God has most fun clouds too. My most fun clouds are the clouds that are what? They're the cumulus clouds. They build and grow and they make all sorts of beautiful symbols up there. And I got ideas from the clouds for making man. And I had tall, thin clouds, and I had big, fat clouds, and I had happy clouds, and I had skinny clouds. What do you call it? They're drawn out in most interesting shapes, you know. And I had clouds that looked like a mountain. I had clouds that looked like birds. And I have clouds. And every time anybody looks up at the clouds, what do they see? What do they see? They see whatever they want to see. And people look up at the clouds and say, look at that, there's Yosemite. Yeah, and look at that, there's Mount Everest, you know. And look at that, there's the Buddha. The Buddha is sitting right there. And he's sitting with his little fat tummy, and everybody's coming up and kissing his tummy. And I guess that's why he has a fat tummy, because he likes to have a kissed tummy. Rex is such a husky dog here, because he just loves to be hugged. And he snuggles in next to you and he says, hug me some more. He says, I got a lot of me to hug. And he's a good dog. But it's not like a cloud. Because, you see, when you embrace a cloud, something special happens. You take your thought, I take my thought, and I surround it around a cloud. And then that cloud instantly is part of me. And when I look up at the cloud and I see how beautiful and glorious it is, that's me. That's me. That's my joy in the day, and that's my joy in whatever I'm noticing or thinking. And Ellen was so excited the other night, I think it was Ellen, and she called us to the dining room and she says, look out the window! And we were all very happy and very comfortable doing nothing. And so we went to look out the window. And there was a great, big, giant cumulus cloud behind the mountain. And on the other side, that's to the east, going up very high, maybe 8,000 feet. And over on the other side is another mountain. And behind that mountain was the setting sun. And so the sun illuminated the cloud that Ellen brought to our attention, whoever it was, and it was quite beautiful. Beautiful pink hue to it, and a little bit of different other colors in there if you look closely. And it was very lovely. And then Ellen says, I'm done. And the minute she stopped looking at it, the sun disappeared. And the cloud was not red anymore. And the cloud said, okay, if you don't want to play, I'm going away too. And so the cloud snuggled down into the mountain and wasn't seen anymore. Now, clouds do that? Things do that? Can you make a cloud come and go if you wish?
Yes.
Can you make a cloud rain if you wish?
Yes.
If you can make a cloud rain if you wish, why don't people make a cloud rain if they wish? Does anyone have the answer for me?
Because they don't want the cloud to rain.
No. Anybody else?
Because there is no water in the cloud.
What's that?
There is not. There is missing
water. What do you say is the answer, John?
They do.
They do, John says. Well, the thing is, if they did, it would, and they don't because it didn't. You see, if they wanted it to rain, that cloud would give them rain. If they really believed that cloud would give them rain, if they really believed that that cloud, because the rain is there, the moisture is there in the cloud. It's just a matter of having it drop it. And the cloud runs around the sky hanging on to this big bag of rain. It, you know, it's like a cow. You go up to a cow, and it's a moo cow, and every moo cow has milk, you know. And some have mocha, and some have chocolate, and others have white milk, and some have cream. I mean, they come with a variety of spigots, you know. They got four of them down below. And you got to know which spigot to get which milk out of. So, but every cow that is a cow has milk. And you say it has a dry season. Well, yes, it has a dry time. And yes, it has its full time. But it's generally, it has a full time. And you can get milk anytime you want. What does a cow do with its milk when it doesn't have anybody take it from it? What does a cow do with its milk when nobody takes it and enjoys it? Well, it stops producing it. And it ingests it back into its body, and it stops producing because it doesn't go out the teats, you know. It is inside. It remains inside. So I'm sure that there are some scientific responses to that sort of thing, but this is how the cloud in the sky is. If we don't milk the rain out of the cloud, then the rain is just going to sort of re-evaporate itself up into the universe, into the atmosphere. And that's kind of interesting. But if you want rain from a cloud, in fact, we should probably have a rain cloud class, but we don't have too many people excited about rain clouds. You say, well, some farmers are, or some Indians are, or this or that. No, they aren't. No, they aren't. People just are not interested in that. Do you know why? Because Sylvia can go to the sink and turn on the faucet. Sylvia can go out in the yard and turn on the faucet. Sylvia can go up to the swimming pool and turn on the faucet. You know, what does she want with rain? You know? Rain is nice. Rain is good. It waters the grass. But up here we don't have grass because it takes a lot of water to water the grass and a lot of bother. And so Sylvia doesn't have grass at her house. Sylvia has the most beautiful brown earth all around her house. And it's just natural as can be. And I have the same thing at my house. And Ingeborg, she's got grass around her house. Always mowing it, always watering it, always tending it. And then she wonders why she hasn't got time to speak to her word that the clouds are now dropping water down. Ellen the same way. Ellen spends 90% of her time watering her grass, mowing her grass, trimming her grass, watering her flowers, trimming her flowers, and doing all these things, which is a lovely thing. I mean, people do need things to do. And when we have that sort of a thought, that's clouds are there for our enjoyment. Clouds are there to look at and enjoy, to enjoy the water from them. You heard the story we told about the Reader's Digest from the fellow up in Nebraska or someplace like that, where he had several thousand acres, and he was a dry farmer. But the thing is, there was no rain, and so there was nothing to grow. And he prayed for rain. And so his whole property was completely watered, edge to edge, edge to edge. And every year it worked. Well, his neighbors said, hey, let us in on that. He said, well, I just prayed for it. He said, well, pray for us too. And he says, I do it for myself, you know, and you guys can do it for yourself. Well, this went on for years. It may still be going on. Most amazing fellow. But do miracles happen in the world? And you call that a miracle? Yeah. Yeah, you call that a miracle because when you ask for it, you don't get it. If somebody else asks for it, they get it. That's the miracle. Now, why is it? Yes, we watched a movie the other night.
The Last Mimsy.
And it was a very charming movie. And in the movie, the little girl was doing some most amazing things. And the school teacher said, I have heard of things like this, you know, where there are outstanding gurus who have trained themselves for a lifetime to do these rather remarkable...
Mandalas.
Mm-hmm. These gurus who have trained themselves for a lifetime to do these levitation activities and to do teleportation and all the other great things. But I had never heard of a little girl who just instantly was able to do it, you know. But I have heard of little girls who did it too, but they're so rare that, you know, nobody believes it. And of course, as the girls grow older, they stop having the gift because the world tells them that that gift is strange and unusual. So they say, okay, I don't have it. I won't practice it anymore. And so we're like that with our clouds. As little children, if we could get the little children to say, hey, let it rain. The kid says, hey, cloud, give me your rain. And the cloud would do it. The cloud would do it. Wouldn't it be neat to take a little class of maybe 2 or 3, 5 or 10 little children from the age of 1 to 2 and raise them in the idea that they can do anything, whatever they want to do, they can do it. Don't tell them what. And then just say, gee, it'd be fun if that cloud would rain. And so the kid looked up at the cloud, rain. Hey, silly cloud, rain, I like you. And the cloud rains on the kid. And nowhere else. And he said, hey, that's because spread it out a little bit, you know. Put on your sprinklers, put on your spray. And that could work. And it does work. Those things work. A lot of children are doing beautiful little things. And they're hush-hushed. Because the parents don't want the children to be thought different from the rest of the kids in the neighborhood. They wanted to get along. And this happens so often. Gifted children are told to be down. And if they're geniuses, all they do is make trouble for the family. Then everybody who comes in wants to research them. But that's all part of the game. Clouds are wonderful, and I love clouds. And clouds are what we can all have a lot of fun with if we want to play with them. But the thing is, if we don't want to play with them, they play with themselves. And they go dancing through the sky as though they were the most joyous, happy things in the universe. And truly they are. Because nothing inhibits them, nothing controls them. They just flow with whatever there is to flow with. If the wind is blowing, they flow with it. If the sun is shining, they flow with it. If the moon is shining, they flow with it. And they just love it. This morning, as I got up and I went out to the Om bench, there the whole valley was covered in a blanket of cloud, in a blanket of fog. It's beautiful. And as I looked down there, the fog was sort of crawling along, not going very fast. And then, all of a sudden, a big, giant cloud appeared on the western horizon, lifting up and looking over the valley and saying, hey, you guys aren't getting your share. There's some sunlight in there. And so the big cloud came over and dropped himself right on top of the valley. And just as I was walking down the pathway and enjoying the sun and the cool, cool temperature, but it was wonderful. And then, as I came toward the house, I said, hey, you've had your fun now. It's time to be sunny day and be a pleasant, warm day. And so just clouds, you know, just go and play somewhere else. And so they went to play somewhere else. But, of course, That's because I'm a cloud maker. How about you?
Yes.
I love you.
I love you.
I love you.